Begin the current Daven Sechtes Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. Begin 14 lines down from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues with another statement from Rabbi Yehuda Rav, continuing on the theme of these few blot, talking about Ma'aseh Bereishis, the beginning of the creation of the world. So the Gemara continues. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Asar Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. There were 10 things that were created on the first day of creation. Ve'elohin, and these are them: Shemayim V'aretz, that's two, heaven and earth; Taihu V'vayhu, which the Gemara will later on explain exactly what does that mean, desolate and emptiness; Erev v'choshech, light and darkness; Ruach Hamayim, wind and water; Midas Yom and Midas Laila, the measurement of the day and the measurement of the night, which means to say the time that each one has, which amongst the two of them is always 24 hours. So the Gemara explains, Shemayim v'aretz tachsiv, heaven and earth, as it says in the Pasuk, Bereishis bara lekem es Hashemayim v'aretz, in that in the beginning God created heaven and earth. Then you have the other pier, Taihu v'vahu, tachsiv, like it says the Pasuk over there, V'aretz ha'isis tayhu v'vayhu, that the land was tayhu v'vayhu. Or v'chayshach, how do you know that there was light and darkness on the first day? Chayshach, the Chassid, like it says in the Pasuk over there, v'chayshach al-panei sahayim, that there was darkness on the surface of the depths. And or v'chayshach, and light, as it says in the Pasuk, v'yir malikim yihihar, that God said there should be light. V'ruach ha'mayim, the Chassid, and wind and water, as it says there. V'ruach elikim rachevas al-panei ha'mayim, that there was the wind that was hovering over the surface of the water. And how do we know that there was the time, the measurement of day and night? Like it says, that there was evening and that there was morning one day. So we see that there was the timing of night and day, and therefore we see a source for all 10 things. So Tana learned up Raisa, what is Taihu Vavahu? That Taihu is Kav Yaruk Shemakev Kol Olam Kulay. It's a greenish line that surrounds the entire world. That from that line comes out darkness. Shemak, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, it says Yashas Cheshach Sisroi, that he placed darkness his concealment, Sivivaisav around, so that you learn that there's a line of darkness that surrounds the heaven. Bayhu, what's that? Elo Avanam Hamafulamais. These are slippery stones, Hamashukois Batahim, that are submerged in the depths. Shemehen Yitzimayim, that from them the water comes out. Shem, like it says in Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'noto leha kav tayu, that he spread out upon it a line of tayu, as we explained. V'avnei vayu. So you see from this Pasuk that tayu is a line, and the bayu are three stones. Now the Gemara asked, V'or b'yam rishon ivri? Is it really true, like we said, one of the 10 things was that light was created on the first day? But V'oksiv, there's a Pasuk in Bereishis that says, V'yitin oisam elikim, that God placed them. This is a reference to the Ma'ayres, to the luminaries, to the sun, to the moon, to the stars, v'rkiya ha'shamayim, into the firmament of heaven. That was uksiv, it says over in the Pasuk. That was on Wednesday, on the fourth day. So how can we say that there was light already on the first day when light comes from the sun and the moon and all the luminaries? So the Gemara explains Kidre Belaza. The Amr Belaza, he says, actually, the light was created on the first day. But that light was Adam Tseifa by Miseifa Oilamat Tseifa. A person was able to see with that light so clearly from one end of the world to the other end of the world. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the future and he saw the generation of the flood, he saw the generation of the dispersion, he saw these wicked people, he saw that their acts are going to be distorted and bad acts. So Amar Ugnazim Hem. So he went and he concealed this light from them. Shemek, it says a Pasuk in Eve, V'yimana mirsham ayim, that he withheld from the wicked their light. And therefore, yes, it was created on the first day, but that light was then hidden. And then the light that we know was then created on the fourth day. So the Gemara says, L'mi gunasi. So what do you mean? He didn't get rid of it. He concealed it. Who did he conceal it for? L'tzadikim la'asalavai. For the righteous that will ultimately come, those are the people that will be able to tap into that light. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Bereishis, V'yar alikim es archetype, that God saw the light that it's good, V'ein tayv el tzadik. When it says, because of tayv, that the light was for those who are tayv, that's a reference to the righteous. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Imru tzadik ki tayv, speak about a tzadik because he's good. So we see that the light was concealed for the tzadik. Nakim et shirah, oyush agonazik letzadikim. But once that the light saw that it was concealed for the righteous, so right away Sameach, it rejoiced. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, Or tzadikim yismach, the light of the righteous rejoices, and that is, everything is happy when it's utilized by good people. And therefore, the light was joyous when it has the opportunity to serve the righteous. So the Gemara actually says, Kitanoi. Actually, this What we just answered regarding what happened was light on the first day or the fourth day is a machlokes tanoim. Or shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom rishon, the light HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day. Adam tseifu u'mabed bo miseifu oilum ad tseifu edivir Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, like we just answered, that it was a light that you could see from one end of the world to the other. Again, that was concealed. And then on the fourth day was the light that we know. V'chacham ma'imrim, they say, no. Hein hein ma'irish enivir b'yom rishon. They are the same luminaries that were created on the first day. So what does it say that it was in the fourth day? But v'lein nitlu ad yom rabi, they just weren't hung up in the heavens. They were there. They were waiting to be put in where they were supposed to be until the fourth day. So it was created on the first day, but they weren't hung up in the sky until the fourth day. A related discussion, the Gemara brings Amar of Zudra Tovia Merav, Ba'asar Dvarm, again, another 10 things, but here we're saying, with 10 things, Nevar Ha'ilam. It's created with 10 different forms. They are B'chachma, with wisdom, which Rashi interprets. Of course, we're talking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but the definition of these things are generally wisdom is something that you know what you learned. Uvisvuna, an insight, is something that you are able to understand something new from when that wisdom percolates and you're able to then understand new things from that. Uvidas, with understanding, that's when what you have learned has settled and you have integrated it, that's understanding. Uvikayach, with strength, that's a reference where in this world that would mean the strength of one's arm, meaning one's physical strength. Uvigar, with rebuke. Uvigvur, with might, that generally would refer to the might of one's heart. Bitzadik, with righteousness. Uvimishpat, with justice. Bechesed, with kindness. Uvirachman, with mercy. So obviously referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the physical, the manifestation of these elements we only understand based on our limitations, but these are the 10 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world with. As the Gemara explains, B'chachmo uvizvuna. How do we know it was with wisdom and with insight? The Chassidim says the pasuk in Mishlei, it says Hashem b'chachmo yosar aretz, that Hashem with wisdom He founded the earth. Koinin shemayim b'svuna, He established the heaven with tevuna. B'das. How do we know it was with understanding? The Chassidim says in the pasuk after that, it says b'daitoi, with His understanding, tohimis nivko, that then the depths were opened up. B'koyichu gvur. How do we know that it was with strength and with might? The Chassidim says the pasuk in Tehillim, says Mechin Harim Bekoicha, He sets the mountains with His strength. Nezer Begvur gets girdled with His might. Begaara, how do we know it was with His rebuke? Just simply says the pasuk in Eve, Amude Shemaim Yirei Fafu, the pillars of heaven shudder. The Yismuhu Migarasa, and they're astounded from His rebuke. That means to say that that's what keeps it in place. But Tzedek Umishpat, how do we know it was with righteousness and with justice? The Chassidim says the pasuk in Tehillim, it says tzedek u'mishpat mechen kesecha, that righteousness and justice, they are the preparation of your chair, of your throne. That's what keeps it in place. B'chesed v'rachamim, the Chassidim, and how do we know it's with kindness and with mercy? Like it says the pasuk in Tehillim, it says zechir rachamecha Hashem echasidecha, remember, recall Hashem, your mercy and your kindness. Ki mi'olam hema, because they were always from the world. In other words, the world was made with rachamim and with chesed. Another statement in this topic from V'amr Yehuda Merav, it says, B'shar shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zayim, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Hayimarchev HaHoylech, it was constantly expanding, K'shtei Pakiyash Al Shasi, like two balls of warp thread. Atshagor Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hemidah, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuked it, and it stopped, it stood still. Shlomo says in the pasuk recorded before, one of the 10 things that the world was created with, Amudi Shemam Yerefafu, that the pillars of heaven shudder, and they're astounded from His rebuke. That rebuke kept the world and stopped it from expanding as it was until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the world should stop expanding. Behind the Rish Lakish, this is what Rish Lakish said, that Ma'adich said, what does it mean in Pasuk Bereishis? It says, Ani Kel Shaka, I am the God Shaka. What does that name refer to? Ani Hu She'amarti La'olam Dai. I am the one who said to the world, enough. And the world was continually expanding, and I said that the world should stop expanding and let it be as it is right now. Similarly, another statement from Amr Rish Lakish says that B'shar Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asayam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sea, HaYimarcha V'Hoylech, it was continuously expanding. At Shagar Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yavshar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuked it, and it dried up. So like it says in Nachum, Goyer Bayam V'Yavshehu, He rebuked the sea, and it dried. V'chal Naharas Hecher, and all the rivers also dried up. So it was continuously expanding, and the waters were continuing to go until He said, it stop, Adkan. Now the Gemara brings a machlekes regarding the order of the creation. Heaven was created first, and then the earth. Shnem, like it says in the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis bara lekim es ha-shamayim v'sarets. God created heaven and earth. U'b'silamim no, Eretz niris t'chilav achar shamayim, first earth, and then the heaven. Shnem, like it says the pasuk in Bereishis, B'yoyim ha-sayis ha-shem lekim Eretz v'shamayim, first earth and then heaven. So Amalem Beisil B'Shamay, Beisil said to B'Shamay, L'divreichem, according to your opinion that heaven was first and then earth, what do you mean? Adam b'ina aliyah v'alkach b'ina bayis? What do you mean? You think you first build an attic and then you build a house that the attic's on top of? Shema, like it says in Potsik and Amos, Habayna b'Shamay ma'ali yosem, that he builds his heavens in the upper stories. In other words, we see that heaven is, so to speak, called the upper stories. V'agudasei al aretz yisada, and this group he makes founds on the earth. So why would Hashem make Shemayim, the attic, before he makes the building itself? So Bisham said to Beisil, what do you mean? According to your opinion, that you say he first made earth and then heaven, Adam Isa Sharaf Raf, does a person first make a footstool for his feet, and then he makes the chair that the stool is for, that he makes the chair afterwards to sit on? What do you mean? First you make a chair, and you see how high the chair is, and then you see where you need to make the footstool to then adjust accordingly to what you made the chair. Shema, like it says the pasuk in Yeshayah, it says Koyamar Hashem. So Hashem says Hashemayim Kisi. The heaven is my throne, V'aretz Adim Ragli, and the earth is my footstool. So why would he make the footstool, the earth, before he makes his chair? The Chacham say actually we both create at the same time. Shema, like it says the pasuk in Yeshayah, it says Af Yodi Yosta Eretz. Also my hand, reference to the left, that I formed the earth. V'mini Tipcha Hashemayim, and my right hand measured heaven. So it was at the same time. Karani Aleim, I call upon them, Yamdu Yachtav, they should stand together. So you see it was at the same time. So the Gemara says, V'idach Ma Yachtav. So what are the other two opinions who say that it wasn't at the same time? What do they learn from together? That is, the Loi Mishtalfim Adodi, that they'll never be removed one from the other. So that means that they should remain together, but actually one was first and then the other. But the Gemara asks, ultimately, Kasher Kura Adodi, seems to be a contradiction with the Psukim. Each one brings down a pasuk that says, if heaven was first or the earth was first, which one was first? So Amar Rish Lakish, he says, Kishin Nivru, when they were created, and that is, it was made into these bowls, like we said before. So Bar Shemayim Achach Bar Arts. First the bowl of heaven was created, and then the bowl of earth. But Kshinata, when it was being spread out, Nata Ha'aretz V'Achach L'Shemayim, was first the earth was being spread out, like Basil said, and then the Shemayim was being spread out. Now that we're asked on the terminology, the vernacular of the words that describe these objects, Mai Shemayim, what is the word heaven mean? What is it? So Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bachanin, it says, Sheshamayim, means that there is water. Like the world was created, that there's low waters or upper waters, that's the Shemayim. Shamayim, there's water. Another interpretation, Masnita Tanu, in the Brisa we learned, it's a combination of Eshumayim. Shamayim is Eshmayim, there is water and there's fire. What that means is Malama Shavin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought these two, V'terafen Zeh B'Zeh, and he mixed fire and water together, Basman Rekia, and from that he made the firmament, and that's how Shemayim is. Shol Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Kiva K'shoy Halcha Maderech. So this, related to this Pasuk in Bereishis, Rabbi Shmuel was walking together with Rabbi Kiva. So Amalei, he said to Rabbi Kiva, Ata Sheshimashtes Nochem Mishgam Zuchof Beishan, you who served Nochem Mishgam Zuchof for 22 years, he would expound upon every place where it says the word S in the Torah, what that's coming to teach us. So S Hashemayim Vesa Aretz Maha Yidorish, what did he expound upon? The first Esim in the Torah that Hashem created, S Hashemayim, the heaven, and the earth. He could have just said, he created Shemayim V'Aretz. Somebody, Rabbi Kiva responded to him, he says, Ilu Nemesh Shemayim V'Aretz had only said that Bereishis Bara Lekim Shemayim V'Aretz, Hayisi Aymer, I would say, and make the mistake, that Shemayim Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's another name of God. Bereishis Bara Elikim HaShemayim, that's his name, Elikim HaShemayim, created. Achshav Shenema, Es HaShemayim, Ve'es HaAretz, Shemayim Shemayim Mamesh, Eretz Eretz Mamesh. That means that he created the heaven, created the earth, but not that it's Elikim Shemayim, and Eretz created whatever the Pesukim are going to say afterwards. Now we continue to Talmud Beis, so the Gemara says, but Es HaAretz Lamali, once it already separated, it said Es HaShemayim. Why say Es HaAretz? It should just say Es HaShemayim V'Aretz. So the Gemara answered LaHakdim Shemayim L'Aretz, to show that in chronology that Shemayim comes before Aretz. Because had it not said Es, I would thought to say that it would create at the same time. It's just that you can't say two words at the same shot. So therefore, one of them has to arbitrarily come first. That's why it says Es, to say that no, first was heaven and then came Aretz. As we said, that in the creation, Before it was spread out, Shemayim was created first, and then Aretz was created. Now then the Pasuk says, V'ha'aretz ha'isa sayhu v'avayu, that the world was empty and desolate. So the Gemara says, Mechti, let's see. But Shemayim ascha b'resha. We started with heaven. That was the first thing created, and that's the first thing we mentioned. So ma'ishna d'kachasha ma'isa aretz, why then we go into a discussion about what it looked like on earth? Shouldn't we first discuss heaven? So Tan Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Moshe l'melech basav adam, shamal avadav. This could be compared to a parable of a flesh and blood king who tells his servants, he says, Hishkimu l'pischa, I want you to be at my door tomorrow morning. Now, the following day, Hishkimu matzah nashma nashma, he gets up and he sees there's women and there's men. Now, l'bim ha'shabech, who's he going to praise for listening to him and being up there all the way in the morning ready for him? L'misha, in dark l'hashkim hishkim. The one who it's not normal for them to get up so early, and still they got up, those are the ones that are praiseworthy, the ones that is normal for them and not so praiseworthy. The same thing applies over here. The first one that was called into the world was heaven, and therefore that makes Aretz not the one that's so normal for it to get up early. Moreover, Rashi says that all the activities of earth are very slow, and those in heaven are very quick. And therefore, the fact that earth was able to get up and be there ready in the creation as heaven, because they were created at the same time essentially, that's why it goes and discusses and essentially what the Shvach and praise and discussing all the elements of Aretz first, because Shemayim, okay, we take that for granted. But Aretz, here it is, and it came into creation, therefore we discuss that first. Tanya Lenna Braisa. Rabbi Yisi Omer, he says, Oilehem Labrius Sharayas, woe to the creations that see, ve'enin yoydis marayas, but they don't even know what they're seeing. Oimdais ve'enin yoydis amahayamnas, they stand, but they don't even know on what they stand. He explains, Ha'aretz amahayamnas, exactly what does the earth stand on? Alamudim, on the pillars, Shalom like the Pasuk in Eve, Hamargiz Eretz Mimkoyma, he shakes the earth from its place, Vamudeho Yispalotzun, and its pillars tremble. So you see that this pillar is holding up the earth. Now Amudim Alamayim, the pillars stand on the water. Shalom like the Pasuk in Tehillim, Loreka Ha'aretz Alamayim, he spreads out the earth on the water. That must be, if pillars are holding up the earth, and yet earth is over water, that must be the waters under the pillars. Now Mayim Alarim, the water is actually on the mountains. Shem like says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Al Harim Yamdu Mayim, on the mountains is where the water stands. Yet Harim Beruach, the mountains are on top of the wind. Shem like says the Pasuk in Amos, Ki Hine Yitzah Harim Uvayri Ruach. Behold, he forms mountains and he creates the wind. Now, what does the wind have to do with mountains? Rather, to teach you that the mountains are standing on the wind. Ruach Besara, and the wind is on the storm. Shem like says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ruach, the wind, Sa'ara eisa devare. The storm makes its words. In other words, the word of the wind, it depends on the acts of the storm. And sa'ara teluya b'zrei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the storm is hanging, is dependent on the arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which that means to say everything depends on the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the might is always referenced with zeraya, with arm, as it says in the Pasuk, L'cha zeraya m'gvura, as the Aruch tells us. Shemak, it says the Pasuk in Devarim, that umitachas, that below all of creation, are Zeroyas Olam, are the arms of the world that support it, and that's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So woe to people that don't even know what exactly they're seeing and what is actually supporting them. Bachamim, they actually say, Al Yud Beis Amud Moimedes. The world stands on 12 pillars. Shemak says the Pasuk in Devarim, Yatziv Gvulis Am, he sets the boundaries of the nations, l'mispa b'nei Yisrael, according to the numbers of the children of Yisrael, which those are the 12 shvatim, 12 pillars. Yeshem, some say there was Zayin Amudim, 7 pillars. Shlomo says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Chatzva Amudeh Sheva, she carved her pillar 7, that the world has 7 pillars supporting it. Elizabeth Shemuaimer, he says actually, Al Amud Echad, the world is supported on one pillar, V'tzadik Shemoy. And his name is the Tzaddik, the righteous person. Shalom says the Pasuk in Mishlei, V'tzaddik yisod olam, the righteous person is the foundation of the world. Now the Gemara goes to discuss what's on top. Rami Behuda, Shnei Rekim Hein. There are two heavens, there are two skies. Shalom says the Pasuk in Devarim, Hein la Hashem lekecha, behold for Hashem your God, Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim, the heaven and the heavens of heaven. Shlaka Shami says Shiva. There's actually 7 skies. Ve'elu Hein, and these are them. Viloin, curtain. Rekia, sky. Shchakim, mills. Zvul, residence. Moin, abode. Mochin is arsenal. And Aravis are plains. As the Gemara explains, what is the essence of these 7 firmaments? Viloin, ein mishamish klum. The one, the lowest one that's called curtain, doesn't really function in anything. Ela nichna shachris, rather what happens is that they enter this lowest sky in the morning into its domain, and that's from where the light can be seen. The Yoytza Arvis, and it leaves from there in the evening from this container, so to speak, of this sky, and then it spreads out below it from its light, and therefore the world gets dark at that time. And that's the Chiddush, where it says, "Mechadish b'chol yemaisav reishis," that it says Hashem renews every single day the acts of creation. That means to say that by coming into this lowest, which is the curtain, so to speak, that's covering, and that's from where the light can be seen, that is what happens every day, comes in and it leaves, and that's the light, and then it leaves, and then it becomes dark. Somebody says the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Hanoita kadoik," which the word is doik is the reference to a curtain, a urea. He spreads out like a curtain, shemayim, heaven. Vayim tochim ko'oyel shavus, and he stretches it out like a covering, like a tent, to dwell there. So therefore, you see that there is a shemayim that only functions, only like a curtain that spread out does, like, and that's the lowest one of them. That's vilang. Then the second one above that is rikia. That Shaboy Chamu Levana Kechav Mazal's Kavun. The second one, that of the sky, is where the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the constellations, that's where there are set places. Somebody says a pasuk in Bereishis, V'yitin Oisim Malikim B'Rikia Hashemayim, Hashem placed them, the luminaries, into the Rikia of the sky, which is the second one. Then moving upward, Ishchakim Shaboy Rechayim Oimdeis. That's where the millstone stands. And b'teichnis mana tzaddikim, that's where they grind the mana for the righteous. And then like to the passing in Tehillim, v'yitzav shchakim imal, that he commanded for mills to be up above, v'dalse shemayim pasach, and to open up the gates of heaven, v'yam jaleim man lechol, and he rains down man for them to eat. So we see that that is the one called shchakim. Zvul, the next one going up, is shabay Yerushalayim beis hamikdash mizbeach bani. That's where there's Jerusalem and the beis hamikdash and the mizbeach built. Michael Hasar HaGadol, and the great prince, the Malach Michael, is Oymidu Makad LaBakarban. He stands there and he sacrifices Karbanis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him. Shem like it says the Pesukim Lochem Aleph, Bonoi Banisi Beis Zvulach. I've built for you a Beis Zvul, which is that firmament called Machin L'Shev T'Chay Lamim, a set place for you to dwell there always. Now, Omenon, Dekri, Shemayim, Digmas, and how do you know that it's called Shemayim? Because we're saying that they're all in Shemayim. That's like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Habet Mishemayim Re'e, look from Shemayim and see, Mizvul Kachacha V'Tefartacha, from your holy and splendor place called Zvul, and therefore we see that that's called Mishemayim. The next one upwards is Ma'oin. Now, Ma'oin is a term of abode, and that's because that's where the Malachim live, Shebay Kita Shemalachi Hasharis, because that's the place where the different groups of the ministering angels who sing song to Hashem at nighttime, but they're quiet during the daytime because of the honor of the Jewish people who they sing Shira and praise Hashem during the daytime. Shemak says the passage in Tehillim, Yoimim Yitzava Hashem Chazak. At the daytime, Hashem commanded His kindness, that is, He commands the Malachim to be quiet, to do kindness for those who need kindness, and those are the ones below on this earth who need the Chesed, which means us. Uvalayla shira imay, and at nighttime His song is with me, meaning that they sing in the heavens with my song that I sang during the daytime, and that's because that's when they get to sing. However, Amr Shlakish, Shlakish says a different interpretation in this pasuk. It says kolo isik b'tor b'layla, whoever toils in the words of Torah at nighttime, Hakadosh Baruch Hu meishach alav chut shel chesed b'yom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu then spreads out, so to speak, a thread of kindness on him during the daytime. Shlom, like it says a pasuk, Yaimim Yitzav Hashem Chazay. During the daytime, Hashem commands upon him His kindness. Now, Ma Tam, Yaimim Yitzav Hashem Chazay. Why is it that at the daytime Hashem commands upon him His kindness? Mishum, as the pasuk says, Uvaloy L'Shira Imay, because at nighttime His song was with me. In other words, because when someone learns the words of Torah, which is called a Shira, that's why in the daytime He has a Tchut Shel Chesed on Him. Vegetarian, those actually say Amr Shlakish, a different but similar interpretation. Whoever toils in the words of Torah in this world, which is compared to nighttime, then in the world to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads this thread of kindness upon him, which is similar to daytime. Now, related to this, about how great is the toil in the words of Torah, so Amar Levi says, Kala paisik medivri Torah, v'isik medivri sikh, whoever stops, interrupts the words of Torah, and involves themselves in words of chatter. Machil noise gachli resamim. They feed him coals of resamim, which are hotter than regular coals. Shnemak says the pasuk in Eiv, hakoytvim maluach. Those who uproot the words of the luach, of the luchis, of the words of Torah, alei siach, to go on to words of sicha, of idle chatter, b'sherish resamim lachm, then the root of resamim, that type of coals is their bread, that's what they end up eating. Now the Gemara goes back to what we were discussing, u'menolim dikrin, and from where do we know that ma'oin is called shemayim? Shemayim, it says the pasuk in Devarim, hashkifa mim'oin kachacha, look down from your holy ma'oin, abode, min hashemayim, from the heavens, so you see that's also one of the shemayims. Now mochin is a term of an oitzer, of a storehouse. But in this context, it's a storehouse of punishment. Like it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, Yotes Rashi brings Nechenu la leitzim sheifim. You see that mochin, they're prepared for the leitzim, for the scoffers, their judgment. That's what this part of the seven skies is for. Shnema, like it says, Sheboi oitzer shelig, that in this place are storehouses of snow. Va'oitzer is buried in storehouses of hail, and all of these are for punishment. Valias tololim roim, and there are addicts of bad dew. Valias agolim, and there are addicts of eagle, which the word aleph gimel lamed shears from the word eagle with an ayin, that there are beads of water, which again these are old punishment. These are waters that are going to destroy the produce of people. And v'chadra shel sufa b'sara, there are rooms of whirlwind and storm. U'ma'ara shel kiter, and there are caves of vapor. B'dal sasein esh, and their doors of fire. Again, all the punishments that come to the world. Hashem, like it says, passing in Devarim, Yiftach Hashem l'cho esoy tzari ha-tayv, Hashem shall open for you his good storehouse. What that comes to teach is that there is a storehouse of punishment, and that is the one of Mochoin that we just spoke about. Now the Gemara asks, Hani Berki, is it really true that this one that we just spoke about of Mochoin, that we said has all these punishments that we delineated, they're in the sky? But Hani Ba'arisnu, look at the Sefer Tehillim, we see that they're actually on earth. Like it says in the Pasuk, Hallelujah Hashem in the earth. They praise Hashem from the earth. What are the things on earth? Taninim, which are the large fish, V'chol Tehoimes, and all the depths, Eish Uvarid, fire and hail, Shelig V'kiter, snow and vapor, Ruach Sa'ara, Isi Devari, these are the tumultuous winds that do his words. You see, they're on earth, not in heaven. So remember, Yehuda Amaravi says that David Bikushalim Rachman, that David beseeched mercy on this, and he brought it down to earth. Because Amalav Hanavi said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, as he's quoted in saying in Tehillim, Loi Kel Chavitz Resha Ato, you're not a God that desires evil. Loi Yegur Chara, wickedness cannot dwell with you. Now, what that means is Tzadik Ata Hashem. You're a Tzadik, you're a righteous person, Hashem. Loi Yegur Chara, evil cannot dwell with you. And that's why all these things that are evil, because they're punishment to people, bring it down over here, because it can't be close to you. Now, Menolim Dikri Shemayim, where do you know Mechoin is called heaven? Like it says in Pasim Lachem Aleph, Va'ata Tishma Hashemayim, that you will hear from heaven, Mechoin Shiftecha, the foundation of your dwelling place, so you see that Mechoin is in Hashemayim. And Aravais, the last one, plains, Shebei Tzedek, Mishpat U'Tzedaka, that's a place where there's righteousness, justice, there's charity, Ginzei Chaim, Ginzei Shalom, Ginzei Bracha, there's storehouses of life, of peace, of blessing. V'Nishmasan Shal Tzedikim, that's where the Neshamais, the souls of the righteous are. V'Ruches U'Neshamais Sha'asa L'Hibaris, and that's where the spirits and the souls which will ultimately be created are. Where Rashi says that's essentially the same thing, the spirit and the soul. Some say Rashi says that Ruach, the spirit is the soul, which is made in the form of the body. And the Shama is Neshima from the spirit that's put into that. That's from the term of breathing. And that's also the place of Tal Sha'asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hachis Boi Mesim. That's also where the dew that will ultimately be used to resuscitate the date, the death, the dead people when Mashiach will come, that is also kept over there. As the Gemara explains, Tzedek u'mishpat d'chsev, how do you know that there is righteousness and justice over there? Like it says the pasuk in Tehillim, d'chsev, tzedek u'mishpat, they are mochayin kesecha, they are in the place where it supports your throne, and the throne is in Aravis, as the Gemara will conclude later on. Tzedakah d'chsev, how do we know that there's charity there? Like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'yilbesh tzedakah, that he clothed himself with charity, kashiryon, like armor. So we learn that with him, which that's also the word of shuriyah, of dwelling, but also that Hashem is wearing this like armor, is with him there in Arabis. Kinzei Chaim, the Sabhadim are the storehouses of life. Like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Imcha Mekar Chaim, because with you, meaning up there in Arabis, which is the highest one next to Hashem, is the source of life. Veginzei Shalom, and the storehouses of peace. So like it says the Pasuk in Shaftim, Veyikro Loi Hashem, that Hashem called to him, meaning called it to him, that should be next to him, Shalom, peace. Veginzei Bracha, and the storehouses of blessing, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yisav Racha Me'es Hashem, that he will lift up blessing from Hashem, which means say that it's with Hashem. Neshmasim shel tzaddikim. How do we know that the souls of the righteous are with them? Like it says in Shmuel Aleph, V'haisa nefesh adayni tzrura b'tzra ha'chaim es Hashem lakecha, that the soul of my master should be bound up in the bundle of life with Hashem your God. Meaning to say that if you're a righteous person, you're with Hashem in our rabbis. And Ruchah is b'neshama she'asli baris, and the souls and the spirits that will ultimately be created. Like it says the passing in Yeshaya, Ki ruach mulfana yatif, because a spirit from in front of me was enveloped, that obviously we see that those spirits that are coming down to the world are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'neshamas ani yisisi, like it says, and I make souls. V'tal shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hachis be'yimesim d'chsev, and how do we know that the dude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use to revive the dead, the dad's dear? Like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Geshem nedavis, generous rains, tanef elikim, God lifts up, nachalascha v'nila, your heritage, they are weary, Atakananta, you have set them up, which this was in reference to Matan Torah, where their souls departed from them when the Hashem spoke. Like it says in Shir Hashirim, Nafshi Yotze B'Davar, that my soul went out when he spoke. And then he lifted upon them these resuscitating dews, and that's where we see that these are the things that are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's up in our rabbis with him. And that's also Shamayfanim, Besrafim, Bechayas HaKadosh, Malach HaShoras. That's also where these different types of angels, the Ifanim and the Srafim and the Holy Chayis and the Malach HaSharis, the ministering angels, are the Kisei HaKavod. As we said before, we're going to prove that the divine throne is there, Melech Kel Chai, and the ever-living God, that the king, Ram Manisa, the elevated one, Sheikh and Aleim, dwells upon them. And this is not rubbish. And then, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Soilu L'Reichiv Baravis, praise the one who rides in Aravis, because Shemai, with his name Ka. So therefore all these things are there in Shemayim. And that one, in the one, the highest one, in Arabis. Now, Manol and Dikri Shemayim, where do we know that Arabis is called heaven? So that we learn from Asi Rechiva Rechiva, from writing, because Ksev Hachi, here it says, Sayyidu L'Rechiv Arabis, praise the one who rides in Arabis. So Ksev Hasim says, with the Impasang in Devarim, Rechiv Shemayim Bezreka, you ride heaven with your support. And therefore we see that the riding is done in Arabis, and it says the same thing, that it rides in heaven, in Shemayim. Now, the Cheshech, darkness, the Anan, and clouds, the Ruffle, and thick clouds, Makivanaisi, surround that area over there, up there. Shemayim says a Pasuk in Tehillim, Yashas Cheshech Sisra, that he places darkness, his concealment, Sivivaisav Sukase, around him is his hut, Cheshech Mayim, the darkness of water, of Yishchakim, the clouds of heaven. And therefore, that's this darkness that conceals it there on top. Now, the Gemara asked, "Mika chashecha kemishmai, is there really darkness in front of HaKadosh, in front, on top of the heavens?" But B'Ksiva says, a passing in Daniel, "Hu gale amikaso umesartasa, he reveals that which is deep and that which is hidden. Yadama b'chashecha, he knows what's in the darkness. V'nahayri imeshrei, and that with him is light. So near HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up there surrounding, should be light, not darkness. So the Gemara says, Lekash is not a difficulty, because Ha, as we continue on top of the Gimel and Aleph, Bebati Gevai, that's in the inner chambers, there in Hashem's inner chambers is light, and Ha Bebati Broi, and that's in the outer chambers, that there's darkness. Now, Amar Vacha by Yaakov, he says, actually, Oidri Kiya Echad Yesh, this actually is another one of these skies, Lamala Mirashe Chayis, above the heads of these highest, these angels that are called Chayis, they're still like, it says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, Udmus, Al Roishe HaChaya Rikia, that there's a likeness on top of the heads of the Chayas, again, which are names not of wild animals, of these types of angels that are called Chayas, of the Rikia. Ke'en HaKerach HaNar, like the color of the awesome ice, where the Pasuk there concludes, Notu Al Roshe Malmal, that are spread out on top of their heads above. Now the Gemara concludes this discussion by saying, Ad Kan Yesh Lecha Rishos L'Dabar, up until here, one is allowed to talk about. From here and on, what's above that, one is not allowed to talk about it. Like it's brought in the Sefer Ben Sira, which is not part of what we have in our Messiah of the Gemara, but it's a book that was written. that says b'mufla mimcha, that which is concealed from you and hidden from you and separated from you. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to reveal to you what's beyond. Al tidrish, do not seek. B'mechusa mimcha al tachka, and what's hidden from you, don't investigate. That means b'masha sheisa hisbeinu, what you're permitted to, you should contemplate. But in lecha esik bin nistaris, you have nothing to be involved yourself with that which is concealed, and therefore up until here, and these seven or eight firmaments is what we're allowed to look into, but beyond that is forbidden for a person to contemplate.